This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. The Last of the Line, written by Liam Martin, performed by Chris Herron. Witchfinder General Roderick rang the doorbell to 6 Hardingdale Drive. He was wearing a long leather coat, a black bowler hat, and a woolly scarf that was pulled up over his nose and wrapped so tightly that his 2 milky gray eyes seemed to bulge from his face. He peered at the brass number 6 on the wooden doorframe. Someone had written a 6 on either side with a felt-tipped pen.
"Who's he meant to be?"
a ginger-haired boy mockingly asked his mother as they walked by.
"He looks like he's gone funny in the head."
Roderick pretended not to hear, rang the doorbell again. Eventually, the door opened, and a blue-eyed old woman poked her head out.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Pat. My knees aren't what they used to be.
Roderick took a piece of parchment out of his pocket.
By the decree of Witchfinder General Hopkins and all who followed thereafter, I accuse you of being an occultist. What do you have to say in your defense?
Miss Figgleroot thought for a moment.
What's an occultist?
A witch.
Well, in that case, you better come in. And don't forget to wipe your shoes.
Roderick unsheathed his axe and scraped the sludge from the soles of his boots before going inside.
I'll put the kettle on.
Nothing for me.
You sure, Pat? There's nothing like a warm mug of tea to warm up your insides.
I'm sure.
Tell you what, I'll make you one anyway. If you don't fancy it, just leave it.
The sitting room had pastel pink wallpaper, luminous red carpets, and a porcelain frog on every surface.
It's a nice house you have here,
Roderick lied.
What? Miss Figgleroot shouted. You'll have to speak up. I'm going a bit deaf.
Or said, you have a nice house,
he shouted.
I do, don't I? Can you believe they wanted to put me in one of them old people's homes a bit ago? But I told them straight. I said, it's all about hanging on to your independence when you get to my age.
Roderick sat down on the sofa.
Now, Pat.
Miss Figgleroot was carrying a tray with 2 steaming cups on it.
I don't know how you take your tea, so I left it black. I prefer mine black, but if you decide you want some milk, I'll go and fetch you some.
She put the tray down on the coffee table and sat beside Roderick.
So, Pat, what's your name?
Witchfinder General Roderick.
That's a nice name. My name's Ethel.
A black cat slinked into the sitting room.
Look, Mr. Tiddles, a visitor.
The cat came over to the sofa and jumped up.
Have you come to say hello to our guest?
Mr. Tiddles purred at the Witchfinder General. Roderick winced.
What's the matter, Pat? Don't you like cats?
I'm not keen on animals.
The cat curled on the sofa.
They said you had a black cat as your familiar. So is Mr. Tiddles a demon name?
Roderick asked.
No, I just call him that because he's always been a little bit incontinent.
Roderick budged away from Mr. Tiddles. Miss Figgleroot looked at the clock.
Is that the time? My program will be on soon. Mind if I put the telly on?
Go ahead,
Roderick told her, picking up his cup of sludgy tea. She rummaged through the box by her feet and took out a thick silver remote.
This is the one.
She pressed the big red button, and the DVD player came on.
That's funny. That didn't happen last time. I must have the wrong thingamajig.
Roderick grimaced as he sipped his tea. She pulled a thin black remote out of her box and pressed it hopefully. The intro to Antiques Roadshow flickered on the screen.
I do love my programs, you know. Don't know what trouble I'd be getting into without them.
Roderick coughed on a lump of congealed tea leaf. He put his tea back on the table. There was a picture beside the TV. It was a black-and-white photograph of a raven-haired young girl and a scowling middle-aged man.
"Is that you in the picture?"
Roderick asked. Miss Figaroot glanced at the photo.
"Yes, that's me when I was a girl, and that's my Uncle Damien. We were in Mablethorpe, I think. Must be 50 years now. He passed away about a year ago."
Miss Figaroot sighed.
It's just me now, the last of the line.
Roderick bowed his head. On the TV, a thrifty old man was haggling with one of the presenters over a set of antique spoons.
Ooh, you let him have it, pet,
Miss Figaroot cheered. Roderick took out his axe and began inspecting it while Miss Figaroot sat slurping her cup of tea. He had been told by the order that he was hunting down an evil sorceress, but Miss Figaroot was just a kind old woman with bad knees. Was she really that much of a danger to society? When the closing credits rolled over a picture of the triumphant old man holding a set of spoons, Miss Figaroot turned the TV off.
Right. How are we going to do this, then?
She said. Roderick looked at his axe.
It turns out I might have brought the wrong axe for the job. This one's strictly for wizards.
We can't be having that. You need the proper tools if you want to do something properly.
Roderick got up and sheathed his axe.
Oh, better be going back to the monastery, then.
You sure you don't want to stay for tea? I'm doing corned beef sandwiches.
I'm sure.
Have it your way, then. Mind if I don't show you out, though? My knee's playing up again.
Farewell, Miss Figaroot.
Bye, pet. Same time next week?
Roderick smiled.
Same time next week.
Liam Martin wrote this only with the hopes that you would enjoy it. If you did, then be sure to subscribe. This show is available on YouTube, Facebook, and just about every podcast app available. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.